Ladies and gentlemen, it's that time. Put those earbuds in, turn up the volume, because it's the time for another edition of Double Take Sports Talk with the Watch Brothers right now.
All right, so let's go over what we got. Here's the headlines from the NFL and MLB.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, Double Take Sports Talk.
Double Take Sports Talk. Until
then. You're like Deep Dub, what's going on?
Shout out.
Felt a lot better from last week, though, I tell you that.
Yeah, I could tell you. You're actually more upbeat and talking. It's not like you're sitting there with a vibration of pain, just sitting there, and it's just gnawing at you.
Yeah.
And you just want to get things done. Right. So
that was one of the biggest things from last week. I'm like, I really wanted to get stuff done, but I couldn't do anything. And that was one of the biggest frustrations in actually trying to, you know, get this podcast done. And considering now that I'm better and, you know, there's nothing in the way this week like it was last week, we're back good and strong. Unlike Stephen Colbert, he got COVID, so that'll help him at all. He had to do his show from home, and he had to do his on, like, can I explain this? He had to do it like in a
like a studio room.
Studio room, but, you know, because he already does a podcast. Did a podcast while they was on strike, and they did a podcast to help, you know, pay their staff and things like that to be able to, you know, still keep some type of income flow while the strike was going on. So they did pretty good with that, but I haven't gotten to listen to it, but they did a pretty good job with, you know, trying to find ways to make sure that their staff still got paid at the end of the day.
Absolutely. That's the best thing right there when you're looking at your as a top-notch in, you know, show business. It's looking out for your people. So that is one of the best to actually look at. Because he just could have went on strike and been like, you know what, there's nothing more I could do. But he ended up doing a podcast, so that's a pretty big deal.
Yeah, he could have just sat on it. Him, mm-hmm. Jimmy Fallon, Jimmy Kimmel, Seth Meyers, they all could have just sat on it.
They could have.
They're like, nah, let's do something together to kind of just, you know, get staff paid and things like that. Mm-hmm. So that was a really good gesture to do that.
It is.
Not too many people, you know, especially not too many employers. Employers nowadays even think about their employees on that behalf.
No.
I can't even think of. There are some employers that do, but then there's just some that know mice is not included in that.
Of course. Think about them, right.
They just don't think about their employees.
No.
They just don't. And I'm not talking about from your immediate management positions. I'm talking
upper management.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. You're talking that.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. That type. So, you know, it's one thing to, you know, actually have people that care or employers that care, but it's another thing to not have them care. That's where most of the, you know, employers, that's where most employers loses their employees from.
And it's kind of like, see, that's the thing. And it's kind of like if most CEOs and top-notch people actually cared about their, you know, employees and all of that, most of these people wouldn't be out here trying to get second jobs to try to make ends meet, or they wouldn't be having a third job to make ends meet.
Right.
But instead, you know, sometimes you think about greed and you think about all these other things that, you know, you don't get that ball rolling. That shit can suck.
Oh yeah.
It can suck.
Oh yeah, no doubt. It does suck at the end of the day. Mm-hmm. Employers that don't think about their employees, that don't give them pay raises every year, that don't give them reviews and different things like that. It sucks.
Oh yeah. At the end of the day, that's all it boils down to. Mm-hmm. And that's how good employees get lost.
Yep.
That's how they get lost.
Sure do. They get lost that way. They sure do.
It's a headache. They forget where they come from.
That's right. That's absolutely right. Because I'm sitting here thinking to myself, a headache is another statement.
Bro.
Is a definite understatement for that. You know, it brings a little bit of a different pain. That brings a a migraine type of pain. That's what it brings.
That's sure I do, dear. Yes, it do. Excuse yes. me. Lord Jesus.
I know. Tell me about it.
Help us all.
I think about you and your employer at one point in time.
You know what? That also depends on what you're talking about.
Okay, let's just say you have your good moments and your bad moments on your behalf with your former employers. You had good moments and bad moments, but I think the bad moments outweighed those good moments.
Yeah, you can pretty much say that.
It's one of those things where I just kind of feel like that the management type cared but didn't.
Right. Because, you know, you had your typical
racism and and stuff like that
it actually came down to the business,
right?
True. They were pretty different. Yeah. They looking after me. I'm not even gonna lie about that, but
to an extent they did.
To an extent, yeah,
not beyond, you know, what they should have. It was just bare minimum. Keeping that in mind, I mean, I don't want to make it seem like that they didn't, but they did, and at the same time they didn't.
That was I look at that as I'm trying to think of a good way to put it. I think it was more of
egos.
Yeah.
Pride.
Yeah.
You know, some of them were just like, one of them had just straight fucking ego problem.
Yeah,
no, yes.
Yeah. Egotistical
problem. Other one was just old, cranky, grumpy, just wallowing in self-pity, didn't want to be there and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Always felt that.
We're just there for money.
Yeah. Should have stayed retired, playing Call of Duty, you know. And been at the end of it.
Playing Call of Duty? Are you serious?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he played Call of Duty.
Oh, I didn't know that.
Yeah, at one time he was ranked fourth all time in Call of Duty. That's all he did was play Call of Duty.
Man, that's the way to make money for him. What is he doing?
He's too damn old to think about. He ain't thinking about that shit.
Yeah,
he's just playing the game. That's all he was doing. He was just playing the game. You know, it wasn't nothing else. But then after that, it was just like, you know, I just can't sit around and do this shit anymore. That's when Weekends Only came about.
What about what was his console?
Huh?
What was his console?
PS4.
How interesting.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
How come you just don't get Call of Duty and see what you got and see if you can whoop his ass sometimes?
It could take me some years to kick his ass.
Years?
Yeah.
Are you really going to go that low?
I don't play Call of Duty, though. You know
Who
this.
Who cares? Who cares?
Man, Call of Duty is like, Call of Duty is just like reporting the first day of work. You don't know what you're doing. You got to figure out what you need to do. You got to gather a rhythm, consistency, and all of that.
You're excused my being ignorant. But may I remind you that it didn't take you a year to figure out how to do your job? What makes you think it's going to take you a year to figure out how to play a game?
Yeah, it could have taken me a year.
No.
What you mean?
No.
Stop it, man. Stop doing this to yourself, man. You're making me out more better than I look. Stop it. I mean, get this. You're just making it seem like that I could just ask and just go out there. Nah, man. It requires some work. Nah, it requires some work.
Look, I'm not saying you ain't got to put work behind. I'm saying that you do have gaming experience that can help you on the long run to be able to be better than you think.
Yeah, you're right about that. But and in that case, somebody that would think that was ranked in the top five, ooh-wee, that's tough. That's tough.
You gotta understand, there's a thing that is called seeking revenge and remembering all the bad times and using that as a passion of aggression to whoop some ass. What's the matter with you?
I don't think this is the right thing to be saying on podcasting, but I think I showed that physically. I think I showed that physically.
I think you did too.
Because it was, I had literally walked into that job a temper problem, period. Straight up. It was from all the other assholes that I dealt with beforehand when I got hired on. And after they had left and during the time they were still there, they turned me into one bad dude. So it was just like, I'm not feel ready to keep fucking with y'all, thinking y'all could just disrespect me in any kind of fucking way. I tried to be patient, and trust me, the way I look now, please believe, if y'all watched this podcast within the last year, around this time last year, I did not look like this.
No.
I did not look like this. Absolutely. I looked a lot bigger.
Yeah, a ton bad shit bigger.
I could have took two bare hands and ripped somebody apart.
We're talking at least 35 pounds heavier.
Yes.
Not that.
Yes. Yes. I'd say probably 37. 37 pounds heavier.
Because this time last year, I was 10 pounds heavier. 15 pounds heavier. But 2 years ago, I was...
about around where I was at.
About 20, 30.
Yeah.
20 to 30 pounds, yeah.
See how things change in a whole year, 2 years.
Oh, yes. And it's fixed to change again.
It sure is.
And not from a physical aspect either.
I don't want to know what that means, but...
You should know what that means. We were just talking about it about 10, 15 minutes ago.
Oh, well, you're talking about an asset aspect. Okay, I get it. Yes.
Yes, SA.
Yes.
That's exactly what I'm talking about.
Yes. Yes. I get that now. Yes, that totally makes sense.
Oh, man. Well.
It's tough. Ooh-wee.
How interesting.
Bro. Wow. We supposed to be doing a podcast and we still looking at this shit.
I couldn't help it.
But that's okay. We got our opportunity.
Yeah.
And we got our opportunity.
Yeah.
And we talking about the scores. We got our opportunity.
And
so,
which speaks. Let's get on that right now.
Yeah.
Let's talk about the week six scores from, oh gosh, it is really interesting at some of the outcomes versus some of the outcomes that I've seen.
Yeah.
Starting with the Thursday night game, Denver, Kansas City, the AFC West, Kansas City 19-8. Baltimore, Tennessee down in London, Baltimore 24-16. Washington and Atlanta, Washington 24-16. Seattle and Cincinnati, Cincinnati 17-13. This game right here, Indianapolis and Jacksonville 37-20. This score was literally the opposite in Madden 24, with the Colts winning 37-20 and them being 5-1 on the year. While Jacksonville fell to 1-5 on the year. Now,
this is what happens when most of your players and key players get hurt.
Yeah, because Anthony Richardson. He's considering season-ending surgery.
I think he actually considered it. I think he's going to be out for the rest of the season.
Oh, I didn't know if he. I didn't get to see any reports on that, if that actually was true or not.
Yeah. I think they confirmed that, but I'm going to confirm it myself.
Yeah, because Christian McCaffrey got some injury, too. Well, he avoided some long-term injuries as well.
Yeah, oblique.
Yeah. Carolina and Miami. Miami 42-21. NFC North. Minnesota and Chicago. Minnesota 19-13. San Francisco and Cleveland. Cleveland 19-17.
They lost some key injuries too.
Yes, and they lost their first game of the season. I don't know if was that final possession or that game-winning field goal, was that supposed to have been a block, or did he just plain flat out miss it?
I thought I seen it was just a plain miss to the left. From what I. It's interesting you say that.
They said it was a missed field goal for 52 yards out.
Yeah, I don't think it was blocked.
No, it might not have been blocked at all. Wow.
And also, they're saying he'll probably be done for the season. Oh, and that came from that. It came from that idiot. So I'm taking this with a grain of salt.
I'm about to say, you excuse my ignorance, but you may want to narrow down that idiot.
Well, I hate to break this to you, but Griggs is gone. Who else could I be talking about?
Oh, I'm thinking you're talking about the NFL reporter. You're talking about the owner.
No. I'm talking about the owner. Yes, that idiot.
Yeah.
He's saying it's probably done. So I'm taking it with a grain of salt right now.
You can take a lot of things with a grain of salt with him right about now.
I don't mind the sodium, but I will take the grain of salt.
I'll take the sodium, too. I could definitely take the sodium any time of the day.
Bro.
Throw some salt on that wound to be done with it.
You hear me?
Oh, yeah. New Orleans and Houston. Houston 20-13. New England and Las Vegas. Las Vegas 21-17.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Detroit and Tampa Bay. Detroit 20-6. Philadelphia. And the New York Jets. Jets 20-14. Had the Philadelphia.
No more undefeated teams.
That's it.
That's it.
It's a wrap. New York Giants and the Buffalo Bills. The Buffalo Bills 14-9. Dallas and the San Diego. The Chargers. Ha 20-17. Dallas. They only won by field goal. Now Monday night, and they had some altercation on the field prior to the game.
Man, so, I think by about three.
I didn't know it was three.
I think it was three. Three games that got into pregame scuffles.
I don't see a lot of those falling for, you know, suspensions or anything like that.
No, this is going to turn out to be a mini UFC. That's all it's going to be.
Yeah. Like that picture pro posing type of stuff right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Yeah. The last game I saved because there's a team that I'm particularly playing with in Madden 24.
Yeah.
The Arizona Cardinals and the Los Angeles Rams. The Rams. 26-9. Arizona got their ass kicked. You hear me?
They did.
Meanwhile, in Madden 24, I played the Rams, and I won by a full touchdown. What was the final score?
Was it 24-17 or 10-17?
Nope, it was higher. It was in the 30s.
Oh, really?
I think it was in the 30s.
31-38?
That sounds about accurate. That right there.
No, I don't know.
That sounds accurate. That really do sound accurate. But I'm about to look and see if I can find it on here. Ah, crap. It's covering it up. Sums up. Ugh. But yep. I think it's about accurate to that final score. 31-38.
Well, I know it was something like that. It was like, yeah, I couldn't remember.
Crap. Man, I had it in my head, and it just slipped away from me. Ah, oh, that just slipped from me. I don't know how that happened.
I really thought it was in the 20s because I seen it was tied at 24.
You're right. 31 to 24.
Yeah.
31-24. That's exactly what it was. 31-24 Arizona. And that was a legacy point slash your how I want to call that, your game day pregame
challenge
in beating Aaron Donald and the Rams. That was not easy. That was not easy. The whole game, I'm double teaming Aaron Donald. I didn't even give it a second thought. I'm like, I don't care if anybody else come in and sack me. Aaron Donald got to be double teamed.
You watch that game, it's blatantly obvious.
Yes, I double teamed him the whole entire game. The whole game. He cannot come in.
Yeah, that's a good strategy.
Yeah, I had to double team him and hurry up and get the football off. I'm like, if I'm in the pocket 2 seconds, I'm gone.
Yeah.
And sometimes it worked and sometimes it did. Watch that game, because that game was intense from the beginning to the end, and it was very difficult to win that game. It was
no doubt about
difficult.
It. No doubt about it.
Arizona and real life just couldn't stand a chance.
Yeah.
They could
somebody just need to send Aaron Donald a message, tell him to stop sleeping in the fucking gym.
Bro,
just stop sleeping in the gym.
Him and James Harrison drive me insane just sleeping in the gym like that.
They ain't the only one. Aaron Donald, James Harrison, and Dwayne the Rock Johnson.
They sleep, yeah.
They sleep in the gym.
If you want to add a new one, go ahead and add DeAndre Swift's daddy. He sleeps in the gym.
Oh, Darius Swift, yeah, he needs to stay out of the gym. Big ass. Just stay out of the gym. Why that dude huge?
Huge. I don't know who's huge between Dwayne the Rock Johnson and Darius Swift. I don't know who's bigger.
Oh, shit. I couldn't tell. Oh, my God.
Ginormous. They can play Incredible Hulk without them. They can play. They don't need They do not need anything extra to play the Incredible Hulk. They can just
be
do
painted green.
Yes. Yes. That's all they need to do.
Jesus. Man, I'd like to know what their diets are, because that's insane.
Probably big slabs of pork and ribs and everything else.
Man, I think that's a cheat day.
I don't know if that's a cheat day. That
Man, that's a cheat day.
It might be a protein day. You never know.
Uh-uh. Them big-ass dudes? Nah, man. That's a cheat day.
Man, I don't know about that. Because you got to have protein in order to have that much muscle. I know they ain't doing it just by shakes. I know they ain't doing that by shakes. You got to be kidding me. That ain't happening. Ain't no way.
Bro, look at here. Cats like them? Yeah. It's a possibility that's probably added on their cheat day. Well, maybe if you add little pancakes and brownies and stuff like that.
This is
my cheat day.
Is that damn zebra cake?
It's the Swiss roll, made zebra cake.
What are they doing to people 9 days?
It's good, though.
I don't even want to try
it. Yeah, don't. You'll put on 16 pounds.
That ain't
it's my second one.
That ain't the reason why. Granted, that is part of the reason, but that ain't the real main reason.
Why? You don't like them? Oh.
I told you I was going to stop.
I stand corrected. I forgot. I forgot.
I won't going to do that no more. Not doing that no more. Now, what I have to do is literally what you have to do with cafe.
Cut back.
Cold turkey.
Oh, do it. Yeah.
Cold turkey.
Yeah, you know how hard it was stopping that shit cold turkey?
Exactly.
The caffeine?
Yeah.
Oh, my God. Them caffeines. That energy drink. Oh, my God. The Pepsis. Oh, my God. I still drink caffeine-free stuff.
Right.
So.
Your Pepsi,
Let me share something with you. if Monster Energy drinks had caffeine free and all of those other ingredients cut down to a minimum, I would be drinking those energy drinks.
Do you think it would still be the same, though?
No, it wouldn't. That's why I drink them.
True that. Wouldn't be an addiction.
The caffeine-free Pepsi don't taste the same, but I still drink it.
True that, because it don't have the same ingredients
and
stuff.
And it don't have the same effect on me. It only makes me sizzle.
That I believe, which is why I stopped drinking caffeine-free stuff. Yeah. Let me take that back. Actually, yes, I did. When I was doing, like, 3 days caffeine-free and then the rest caffeine, didn't like it. I didn't like it at all.
I believe that. No, I believe it.
Because I'm like
100%.
I am like so addicted to caffeine that I can drink more coffee than you can. I walked in that kitchen this morning. I'm like, did this? Are you for real? I'm looking this coffee pot empty. I'm like, do this dude even know the definition of drinking coffee anymore? I'm like, how come he don't do this coffee that he do like that with Pepsi?
Wait a minute. I drank all my coffee. I had 2 full cups.
No, not that cup. No, the pot. I know there was a full pot in there. You didn't drink that whole pot of coffee.
I did.
No, you didn't.
I did. I did.
I don't believe that.
Yes. No. I had that big ass. You know I had that big ass Golden Girls cup.
Yes.
I had that. Yes, Squawka. I had that big mug. I tore that coffee up.
So it only took you 2 cups.
2 full cups, dude. Oh, shit. Yes. Yes. 2 full cups.
Really?
By the end of it, yes. By the end of it, just probably about that much left.
So you just dumped the rest of it out.
Yes. Yeah. I dumped that little bit out. That was it.
I'm like,
that was grounds at that point.
I did not think you drank that whole pot of coffee.
I did. I tore it up.
Man, I didn't think you did that. What a waste of coffee.
No. No. Because at first, Mama had bought me the Colombian Folgers coffee. I'm like, Mama, you know I don't do this. I have to do the caffeine. She's like, oh, I forgot all about that.
I didn't know she bought you Colombian coffee.
Yeah. She did. She took it back.
She took it back?
Yeah.
Why did she do that?
I can't go into Cynthia's brain and try to pick out why she did it. It just happened. So I don't know why she did it. I don't know why she did it. She just said she'll take it back.
I don't know why she did that.
She could have kept that.
Yes! I would have towed into that Colombian Folgers coffee. Oh, I would have had a field day with that.
Yeah. Because the first full cup I had, I put the latte creamer on it. Mm-hmm. And then the second one I had the pumpkin spice creamer. And and I just sat here and started uploading videos.
And you forgot.
Drinking coffee.
And the sugar, did you?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I put the sugar in it. Mm-hmm. Yep. A little bit of sugar. By that much.
Mm-hmm. That'll look like a little to me.
The hell is that supposed to mean?
It don't look little.
What did look? What the car? Are you talking about the mug? You talking about what I put the sugar in?
That.
Bro, stop it. You are so dramatic. It's that much. It was just this much. That's it.
Don't know what this much means. A teaspoon?
No, whatever. You know, Mama, she put the kind of like the scooper thing in there for the sugar.
I didn't realize she did that.
When you look in there, you'll see that measuring cup, kind of like that little small measuring cup.
Oh, she put a measuring cup in there?
She put a measuring cup in there. I only filled it up to the bottom.
Which one?
That's how much sugar I had.
I mean, which? I don't even. The regular granulated sugar.
Yeah, it's in there. When you look in there, which are your?
Girl, I don't even realize that it's in it most of the time because my eyes is on the prize, the stevia, the packets.
It's not sitting in the same cabinet with the actual sugar?
Yes, it is, but when I'm
going you ain't paying attention?
My point is, yes, I'm not paying attention because my eyes is on the prize. It's on the stevia. I'm going to be paying attention to that baggage. I didn't even realize it was in there. I thought she ran out a long time ago. It just said, forget it.
How the hell did you miss that big-ass bag of granulated sugar when you going in there for the damn stevia? That motherfucker's so small, you can miss it.
That's because it's all the way at the top. The sugar is all the way at the bottom. The stevia is at the top level. So I'm looking directly about that.
Eye to eye. It couldn't have missed it.
It's not the first thing I'm looking at. As soon as I open it, I'm literally looking at the top of the cabinet. Not even looking at the bottom of the cabinet. I don't even remember what's at the bottom of the cabinet. Don't judge me.
Dear Lord God, our Father, we have a real dummy here.
You got your nerve.
He's sitting here. He's wearing glasses. That's even more fucked up. Like he's wearing glasses. Hold on. I ain't done. Oh, he's wearing glasses. And his ass still could not see that big ass bag of sugar.
No.
Unbelievable.
No.
Lord, if we could bless us with some carrots, that'd be great. In Jesus' name, amen.
You got your nerve talking about blessings with carrots. If anybody need carrots, it's you.
No, if anybody needs carrots, it's mama, not me.
No, it's you.
Why, man? Nah, man, I can see just fine.
No,
thank you. Squint.
You squint. Mama wear reading glasses when she needs to wear them. You just absolutely refuse.
Whatever. Whatever. You don't entertain me. I'm not thinking about you, dude.
You don't entertain me either, but I'm just telling you.
Man.
I'm not looking to entertain you. I don't want to entertain you. I'm just telling you what I see. Oh, gosh.
Look, whole point being, you wear glasses, you still can't see shit. That's the problem.
No, it's not a problem. I'm just not looking. Not looking. Girl, I'm done fooling with you. Arizona and the Rams, 26-9, Sunday night or Sunday afternoon, and then in Madden 24 it was 31-24. Arizona. Surprisingly pulled out that win.
I'm surprised by that one.
Me too, because I didn't think I was gonna win that game.
What is the rating on your player?
My player?
Yes.
67. So this means...
And where were you before the Legacy game?
So the whole idea is that I'm an undrafted player and I'm starting from the lowest to the highest ranking possible. So I'm a second string quarterback now. I started at a rank of 61 or overall of a... No, I started at an overall of 59. And then I gradually moved up during week 2, 3, and 4 and 5. And 6 to just 63. This game alone with that legacy game, with the legacy points and Aaron Donald and the X Factor trash talk and all of that boosts me up to a 67.
Wow.
So it allowed me 3 upgrades on my player, which I put 2 as improviser and then 1 on field general.
Yep.
That's why I said, excuse me, I have not played the game yet. I'm still playing with Kyler Murray. It's one of those things.
6 weeks in the NFL and you still haven't gotten your first snap.
Nope, have not gotten my first snap.
But you are a second string quarterback.
I am a, excuse me, I'm a second string quarterback. Excuse me, I'm a second string quarterback with absolutely no snaps as a quarterback in the NFL, but just only in practices. I'm okay with that. Because one way or another, I'm getting to 70. I don't know how, but I'm getting to 70 quicker than later.
Yeah.
So that's the story of that's the story of my player in the franchise mode. Because in Madden 22, I started with the higher draft picks and built a team up from the lowest rank. And I'm pretty much doing the same thing in 24. The only difference is that I'm also a low-ranked player. It's the only other difference.
I'm kind of doing the same thing with 2K.
Yeah.
I'm building myself up from the ground up.
That's by force, though, isn't it? That's by force, isn't it?
No. I could have just bought VC and just built my player from there.
True that.
But nah, I got tired of them ripping my pockets. So.
Understatement.
I just got tired of ripping my pockets. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to hustle my way up on this one and be done with it.
Right.
So right now I'm at a 61. So I started at a 60. So I think that's the natural default ranking start anyway.
Yes. Right. Right.
So, yeah.
But
it is what it is.
But I think that's all I am.
Yeah. Same here. Same here. Yeah, I'm done too. I was thinking, I thought there was something I had to say, but I'm done too. So, if there's nothing else, we're wrapping this up and we're getting all right on out of here.
Yep.
All right. So, that's it for us. We appreciate y'all taking the time to listen to our podcast and probably eventually watching it at some point. But thank you for listening. Of course, you can subscribe to our YouTube channels. For the DTST gameplay at the Watch Brothers, and then you can also subscribe to the podcast channel at the Watch Brothers. No, that's Double Take Sports Talk. I'm sorry. Double Take Sports Talk. Damn, I get that mixed up.
Until I can change the channel back to at DTST 2414, but I can't do that.
Probably. Not. Yeah. But yeah, check us out there. We appreciate all support. That's one thing. We appreciate all support from the channels of gameplay and still working up the podcast channel. We appreciate all the support. Thank you very much. You can follow us on social media with X at DTST2414 and then Instagram, The Watch Brothers. But until then, I'm Daryl. Daryl's right across from me.
Yep.
All right. Catch up with us on another one. Until then, ciao. Okay.